You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two, Rodo Experts in the Morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network here on your radio dial, or I guess your app, I should say. Corey Parson, Matt Modica, Scott the King Angle here on this Thursday morning. Guys, Devontae Booker, returned to practice here this week as Corey gives us a fist pump. He's already been ruled out for week two, but does put him on track to play in week three. Since June, Corey said, listen, Devontae Booker is a running back you want to own in Denver. He ain't going to cost you anything. And you're going to get a starting running back for nothing. If Devontae Booker is out there on the waiver wire right now, Corey, are you picking him up?
Yeah, dollar make you holler on Devontae Booker. I keep saying, you know, Anderson looked well last week, but Anderson is nothing special. They may not cut in there and take the job from him right away, but he is going to have opportunity. He is going to get carries and touches. So, Charles still there. Still in the mix. But I think Booker's the best running back in that backfield, and I think they're going to try to give him a chance to get involved. So, a dollar make you holler at the end of your bench. I have no problem putting Devontae Booker on my team.
I think it'll happen if C.J. Anderson gets hurt. Watching this game more yesterday and reviewing it, C.J. Anderson...
You watching on NFL Rerun or something?
What's that?
You want NFL Rerun?
The NFL Network was like doing a film breakdown. I was watching some more of it on the Xbox app.
That's cool.
But... you know, C.J. Anderson's very comfortable in this offense. You know, they use a lot of misdirections, traps. He understands the offense. It's going to be hard to get him out of there if he's healthy. You know, that's the thing. I think Denver likes what they have right now because they have C.J. Anderson who can kind of run on the inside and understands the base running game, and then Jamaal Charles has the speed on the outside. It's kind of an inside-outside balance that they like. So unless C.J. Anderson starts falling off a cliff, which right now I don't see, or he gets hurt, I could see Booker getting the opportunity if he gets hurt because we've seen Anderson get hurt. But I don't know if it's going to be a thing of like we're saying Washington, where like I don't know if Rob Kelly can play enough well to hold on to the job. I think Anderson can play at least well enough to hold on to the job.
Yeah, C.J. Anderson has to stay healthy, too. That's been a problem. I just don't see Jamaal Charles, you know, holding up. So I'm not really concerned with him. I do think Booker, you know, will eventually be that guy filling in, you know, taking the Jamaal Charles role. And if the opportunity does present itself, he will get, you know, the starting gig.
It's so interesting because, Scott, you talked about how entrenched seemingly that C.J. Anderson is, how much Denver likes it. Listen, I think that it would not shock me. And I know that he had, 21 carries or whatnot this week for C.J. Anderson did. All of a sudden, Devontae Booker comes back. I would not be shocked to just
take the job right away.
I really would not be surprised.
I just disagree with you guys. I think Anderson's very comfortable in that scheme.
He may be comfortable. I don't know if they're comfortable with him.
Why would they be? He played really well.
Last week.
What I'm saying is he has to fall off a cliff, and I don't see it happening like within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
He's done it before, Scott. He's fallen off a cliff before, C.J. Anderson.
He's gotten hurt.
I mean, I do like Devontae Booker, but I kind of agree with Scott. Right now, he's entrenched. If he could fail. I'm not saying that's not an option, but I do think he has some security right now.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, let's dive in the power rankings that Scott Angle gives us each and every week. That's his Survivor power rankings. They come your way. And that is next.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
All right. They laughed at you. They laughed at you when you told them, I am taking the Los Angeles Rams in week one as your lock. They laughed at you. How dare they? And now you sit here at 1-0 in your survivor pool, taking down a grand. How you feeling?
Look, I went with unpopular opinions before. You know, and it's worked out. So nothing that none of us at this table aren't used to.
Are you ready for your pick here in week two?
Yes.
Jameson Crowder was a full participant yesterday. Just wanted to say that.
Fist pump from Corey Parson.
The Jameson Crowder Survivor Pool.
Tonight! Houston is in Cincinnati. They don't have a tight end. Deshaun Watson, the quarterback, traveling to Paul Brown Stadium.
I like the Bengals in this one. But, you know, I'm not thrilled with it, though, because Houston, look, even without Brian Cushing, you know.
Suspended for 10 games, he's taking more steroids.
Yes.
You know the best thing about him was?
Yeah.
He was just like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to bother fighting this.
Yeah.
I did it.
I hate the stereotype, but he looks like he takes steroids.
He's been taking steroids for years.
Yeah.
He cursed somebody out a couple of years ago that accused him of taking steroids.
Yeah.
And that was Roid Rage, yeah. That was Roid Rage. But
steroids is his
Houston's
thing.
Got a very good defense. This could be a low-scoring game where, you know, people be saying after, oh, boy, another Thursday night stinker, so I'm going to stay away from it.
Hey, Matt, right quick. If Brian Cushing was a baseball player, it would be all over the news.
Oh,
it would be all
it'd
over
be pandemonium.
Everything. It'd be pandemonium. He's a football player, and it's like, okay,
yeah,
it's fine.
I think we're all comfortable. We all believe that you know, linemen, linebackers are juiced up to the max. I mean, honestly, if I was in the NFL and I was playing linebacker, I'd be popping a knee.
Do you think the difference between a quarterback?
That's a good question right there. I think if a quarterback got popped for steroids, nah, you know what? I think because the quarterback can always use it. I was trying to recover from an injury.
Yeah. I don't think it'd be a big deal because you know what?
Andy Pettit style?
Even though it's a quarter of a season, I still think it'd be like, yeah, I suspended 4 games and we'd just be waiting to come back. It wouldn't be like, oh, no. Yeah.
It wouldn't be like,
oh, no.
Headline, Sports Illustrated, breaking news. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody made a great point that, you know, this was his second offense. He's suspended for 10 games. And Josh Gordon's been banned from the league for three years.
I mean, how bad are you when Mike Cardano is calling you a dimwit on Twitter?
Cleveland in Baltimore here for the next pick, Scott.
I like Baltimore in this one. Right now as we do this, you know, they're my number one pick, but remains to be seen.
All right, the Baltimore Ravens, yeah. Scotty's number one pick as of now.
Lots of turnovers. Kaiser's going to be very up and down here. Very good defense to use fantasy-wise. People bidding very high on it because that young quarterback against that defense is a bad recipe, and Isaiah Crowell against that front seven is a bad recipe too.
Arizona travels to Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium. No Andrew Luck. Jacoby Brissett most likely will start, but Chuck Pagano has not named a starter yet, Scott.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't have to. You know, Arizona is going to rebound in a big way this week. This is going to be a top survivor pick for a lot of people. Like, a lot of people are going to go against the Colts until Andrew Luck comes back. So right now, you know, they're my number one and Baltimore number two.
I would say if Brissett, who should start, he's got to give a little optimism to T.Y. Hilton owners for the fact that he's willing to throw it down the field. I mean, we saw it with Dante Moncrief making that catch. So, I mean, at least maybe there's that. I mean, I'm not starting him, but there's hope.
I'll be honest with you. I'm setting the lineup right now, and I'm looking at that name, T.Y. Hilton, and I'm thinking Brissett. Oh, boy. I'm going to see what it looks like. You feel what I mean? But I can see Brissett being a little better for T.Y. Hilton. I'll let you know if I put him in my lineup.
I don't have T.Y. Hilton in my top 35 this week.
There you go. Yeah. A little spoiler right there. Buffalo travels to Carolina to face the Panthers.
This is a game I'm probably avoiding. Okay. You know, I think this is going to be a tough one. I wasn't overly impressed with Carolina last week.
Sure.
But Buffalo, they play the 49ers. Look, you got to win that when they put them in front. But, you know, I felt like Cam was very up and down. They have a good defense. But you know, I think Buffalo is not going to roll over and die to the credit.
I think Buffalo's going to get smashed this week.
I think Carolina going to beat them up, to be honest with you.
Like I said, I think last week the Bills got a perfect week one matchup. Everybody's feeling good. It wasn't even like they blew the Jets out. I mean, it was 14-12 at one point. So, but
I'm not saying this will happen, but an upset wouldn't shock me.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's like, this can't happen. Stop winning. Tennessee is in Jacksonville, or should I say Saxonville.
I love that.
I love when you do
I'm
that.
I keep going with that. Yeah. I think that, it's working
that
for me.
Your Robbie Ray might be my two favorite Sussman things.
Thank you.
Tennessee and Jack, very, very tough defense. But on the other side, like if you're going to exploit something in Tennessee, it's going to be the back seven. And I don't know if they could do it. This could be a battle of field goals. I'm avoiding it.
Avoiding it. Okay.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles are in KC.
This is an interesting game. Kansas City, you know, can take more advantage of Philadelphia without Ronald Darby here. So it could be a big week for Tyreek Hill. But on the other side, there's no Eric Berry. This game could be back and forth. I'm avoiding it.
I think it could be a big week for Travis Kelce.
I think it could be a big week for Travis Kelce as well. I'm totally with you.
Look, I'm going to give the Chiefs the advantage. They're at home and stuff. Andy Reid, anytime you give him extended time off, he seems to do very, very well, as his bye record indicates. But I'm going to stay away from this one.
The Patriots are in New Orleans. You're not going to take that. Minnesota's in Pittsburgh. You're not going to take that. Chicago in Tampa Bay.
One question: why wouldn't you take the Patriots in New Orleans? You don't think the Patriots are going to win?
I don't think that'll be that's a lock by any means.
I prefer the Patriots.
I would
put them number three right now.
I apologize for skipping over.
That's why I said
I apologize for skipping over. All right, so New England in New Orleans. You got to trust your life.
They're on the road. Yeah, on the road.
They play the Jets coming up.
Okay, prior to last week, say the season hadn't started yet. And you had to look in advance and say, hey, Patriots are going to New Orleans.
Sure.
You feel pretty confident about that.
Yeah. I don't. No, I don't.
Not even. Okay. But you can't take last week out of it.
No, I can't. Okay,
but I'm just saying, if you hadn't seen that game.
I'm in a hypothetical. If I had not seen that game, the reason I skipped this one because I would never have taken it because New Orleans can score. New Orleans can score with the best of them.
I like to do in-depth analysis, but to me, this is simple, okay? New Orleans is at home. But New England's the better team. I think New England's winning. They're my number three pick right now.
I think it was Schefter who tweeted it this morning. The last time the Patriots were two games under 500 was 2001, Brady's third start.
Correct.
You know, if I was ever going to put down a lot of money, maybe like my bookie AG, it's the Patriots.
All right, so there you go. That is Matt Modica's pick of the week, it sounds like.
I'm going in Survivor. I'm taking the Raiders. The Jets are just that bad.
We're not up to that yet. Thank you very much.
You jumped the gun there, saying that was my pick of the week.
I didn't know we had a segment saying the Matt Modica pick of the week. I have to create that. Chicago in Tampa Bay.
I gotta like Tampa Bay here. Home opener after a week off, etc. They're my number two pick right now.
Number two pick right now. That's pretty big here.
Yeah. Are we going to buy the narrative now after it failed in Houston? I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to be mean or anything.
Which one?
Remember, like,
Tampa
the Texans?
Strong.
Everybody was, you know, they're going to do it for the city of Houston. I mean, look what's going on in Florida. I mean,
that defense against Mike Glennon and those receivers.
Oh, is this a Mike Glennon revenge game?
I didn't think of that, but sometimes with the revenge game, the guy who we're talking about in the revenge game may not be capable of it. This is definitely the case.
I'm not taking the Bears, but I'm just... Yeah.
Why isn't Mike Glennon capable of a revenge game? He's a starting quarterback.
I think he's a mediocre quarterback.
Fine, if you're a mediocre quarterback, then he's your top 20 quarterback in the NFL.
That's not saying a whole lot. Is he top 20? He might be outside of my top 20.
You said he's a mediocre quarterback.
He might be 25.
Quarterback in the NFL.
I don't like the matchup at all for Glennon.
You thought Eddie Lacy was capable of a revenge game.
And I was wrong on that.
Indeed, yeah. You were.
Indeed, I
wrong
was.
About this team. Mike Glennon's capable.
I don't think so. I disagree with you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You
also thought Odell Beckham Jr. was going to play in week one.
And you thought Eddie Lacy was going to be good.
Yeah, and you thought Bishop Sankey was going to be good.
3 years
You're going
ago.
Back years now, Scott.
You thought, you thought Andrew Luck was going to go on the pup. You thought Andrew Luck was going to go on the pup.
Is Andrew Luck practicing?
He's not on the pup. You were convinced that Odell Beckham Jr. was going to play in the opener. You were convinced.
I'm still waiting for the kickball comment to come out.
You're probably moments away. Yeah. We'll take a break. We have some major games coming up, including the spoiler alert, Oakland, the Raiders, and the New York Jets, as well as some other opportunities for Sky to make his mark. Road to Experts in the Morning continues right after this.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
All right, King, currently, I believe your top pick on the board at the moment, as I look at the schedule in front of me, why don't you just tell us what it is, because now I don't remember.
Corey Parsons, Arizona Cardinals.
It's Arizona.
Why am I the Arizona Cardinals guy?
Because you think they're so bad.
I think I do.
Yeah.
Have you been feeding Ted Finn, Scott?
What's that? Every morning when I come in.
Good. Nice.
Just making sure.
Yeah. You've gotten much better, so I don't see the food all around.
Learn how to use the little spoon.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right, Arizona Cardinals is your top pick right now. Yes. They are in Indianapolis.
Arizona, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, New England, top four.
All right, so Arizona, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, the top three. We'll leave it there.
Okay.
All right.
So wait, Scott, I like the strategy. You just got to bang out the Colts every week, who's ever pretty much going against them.
Well, this will be interesting because now you have the Chargers at home in their L.A. debut.
Ooh.
Against the team that you hate more than anybody, any team in the NFL, the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, but this is going to be a tough matchup. It's like I wouldn't blame anybody for going with the Chargers. They're not going to make my top four. I do like him to win, though. So I can see Cutler against that secondary having some pick problems. So I do like the Chargers' defense and fantasy, but they're not going to make my top four quite.
Okay.
Why does Scott hate the Dolphins? Was he like a Ray Finkel fan or something?
You know what it is?
He's a Jet fan.
When you live in another city, right? Like when Scott lived down in South Florida, I think that team's – like when I lived in D.C., I can't stand those teams. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I can't stand the Capitals.
I lived in South Florida for 8 years.
And you can't stand it. It's not the team, it's the fans.
No, the Miami Dolphin fans are just like some of the most... They will rip you if you do not root for the home team. It doesn't matter if you root for the Houston Texans or the Kansas City Chiefs. They treat you like you root for the Buffalo Bills down there. They are very, very... I've experienced some... Like, you think some of the Philly fans are bad? Very bad.
That's kind of shocking because of all the New York transplants or the, what do you call, that's snowbirds.
I was at a Jets-Miami game because Mike Levy used to be the CEO of CBS Sportsline, used to give me free tickets. I gave him fantasy advice. I had free tickets for every Dolphins game. I saw a guy Dolphins fan fist fight with a girl Jets fan right behind me. And the Miami Dolphins fans started it.
You didn't come to the rescue of your fellow Jets fan?
I didn't have to. She was with a boyfriend.
And he didn't do nothing either?
What? No, he jumped in. It became a melee. You know what I'm saying?
The next pick, by the way, is Oakland at home against the Jets. That's Matt Modica's selection. Will it be Scott Engels?
It is my selection on Fantasy Factor. Is my selection in all my official pools. It is my selection. It's just, this is just too easy for the Raiders. Just too easy.
They're going to beat them down.
Yeah.
So you're taking the Raiders are your number one pick this week.
Easily.
Better than Denver at home against Dallas.
I'm not going to bet on that necessarily.
You do that, Craig.
Yeah. I'm not going to bet on that. Look, this is a real test for the Cowboys. Like,
relax with this real test for the Cowboys.
Excuse me.
It's the Denver Broncos.
I'm talking right now.
They weren't even a playoff team last year. Dallas was 13-3.
Dallas faced two teams like this on the schedule, like had two games like
they
this on the schedule
Pittsburgh
last year.
Pittsburgh.
They don't have a defense like
they
that.
They went to Green Bay and beat Green Bay.
They don't have a defense like this.
What are you talking about?
When they played a top defense last
year,
when they played a top team with balance and a good defense last year, they lost twice. They lost twice. Now, I'm going to explain it without the homerism here, okay?
I'm telling you a
look,
fact.
Look,
Pittsburgh won the NFC Championship game last year. Dallas went in there and beat them.
Listen, Aikman Jr., okay? I don't have any hate for the Dallas Cowboys. I know you hate the Seahawks. I'm being objective, okay? What I see in this game is I'm not touching it because with Dallas, what they like to do is they like to play a lot of ball control and keep their defense off the field. We all know it. You cannot submit that they will be able to do it against this defense. And that's Can I finish, please? All right? God, Emmitt Smith Jr., really? Like, you can't say anything remotely negative about the Cowboys. I'm being objective here. I hope the Cowboys win the Super Bowl for you. I don't have anything against the Cowboys. I think there's a very tough matchup for them against a defense where they may not be able to play ball control. And offensively, even though Trevor Siemian is a game manager and Sean Lee is a one-man wrecking crew, if they have a respectable running game, they have the receivers there to really test that young secondary. So I'm avoiding this game. I'm not saying Dallas can't win this game, but this is a game to avoid survivor-wise.
They just played against a great defense in the New York Giants. They just played ball control, and Ezekiel Elliott ran the
football. The Giants did not have Odell Beckham Jr.
24 times for 104 yards. So they're going to play ball control against whoever.
Here is the Dallas Cowboys homer slant, but I gave you the objective slant.
I watched the team, Scott.
Cannot be objective.
They're not going to get into a shootout. They're going to run
Corey, I hope the Cowboys win. This is not a good survivor matchup. Will that satisfy you?
You're right, it's not.
All right?
Speaking of objectivity, the Seattle Seahawks are home against the San Francisco 49ers. What do you think, Scotty?
I would say this is this is my second pick. This is my second pick, but I can't take him over Oakland. I don't know what you're laughing about. I'm not taking him over Oakland. I'm so funny. They're my second pick. I just like Oakland too much. You know what though? There are a lot of people who are going to submit Seattle here. This is a divisional game, and divisional games can be tough. And like this guy Matt says right here, the 49ers, they didn't look good last week, but this is not a total slam dunk if you're looking at the spread.
Seattle will win,
but
if I own Russell
Wilson, spread on this
I'm
game?
Happy. I mean,
what's the spread on this game?
I don't have that.
Let me go to mybookie.ag, yeah. Scott. Yeah. I have the mobile app.
I'm
going to
say 7.5.
Right,
I don't know, but I'll say 7.5. I would be shocked if Seattle didn't hand it to them at home, the home opener and stuff.
I agree
that the 49ers are better than last season.
There's one thing that concerns me, though. That offensive line, and San Francisco has a pretty good front seven.
Hmm. Yeah, the offensive line is brutal. Too bad they don't have George Fant, huh? You can't take this
game.
Says
the Giant fan with the terrible left tackles, but
right. But at least we didn't lose our left tackle, and I said, "Oh, things are great now."
I didn't say things were great. I'm saying it's never good when a guy goes down. But George Fant is not a good NFL left tackle.
He's better than what they had, obviously.
No, I think they're both not good.
Talk about objectivity. No matter what I say, I can't.
Objectivity. I watch the team. I know what's going on. How am I not being objective when I'm talking negative?
You told me they lost. They lost their left tackle, and the things got better.
You said that.
I said it was addition by one of these guys are good. I don't know how I'm not being objective if I'm talking negative about both of them.
Well,
I'm not talking
positive.
Them up.
It was
all right. So if you're going to come at me, come correct, Sussman.
I did.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't. I talked negative. That's not being objective.
I let the bars be accurate.
All right. Let the bars be accurate. You're saying I'm not being objective. I'm being negative. So that's objective. All right. Move on to the next game. Do your job. Moderate.
You can't take this game, Scott, but if you could, are you interested in the Rams at home against the Redskins?
No.
Okay.
No, I think Kirk Cousins bounces back this week. It's a tough matchup, but I just think the Redskins are not quite as bad.
The Rams' defense is not pitiful, right?
No, they're not.
You got the East Coast team traveling across the country, but they still
it's
the 4 o'clock start. But if anybody knows how to defense Kirk Cousins, wouldn't it be Sean McVay?
Yeah. It's Well, he's an offensive guy, but that's a good point.
But still, he can, you know.
It's a good point.
You got to think.
If you wanted to pick the Rams, I don't have a problem with it.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not saying that I would pick the Rams, but when you look at this game, you got to think. See, the defense for the Rams are practicing against just about the Washington right, every week. You know what I'm saying?
That's an excellent point.
That's all I'm saying.
Last week, I know Gabe bet Todd Gurley over 85 rushing yards.
Yeah.
If you were presented with 55 rushing yards, would you take the over?
Yes.
That's crazy. That has gotten to that point.
I think he's
going to
get
Todd
57.
Gurley. The fact that it's gotten to that point with Todd Gurley.
I'm just saying.
You know. That when you say 55 rushing yards over under and you have to think about it, just.
Look, I'm hoping he's good. I got him in one of the prime times.
Yo, as I'm looking at a roster where I'm looking at Todd Gurley in my lineup, right? I'm looking at, oh, God.
He could have 24 carries for 60 yards.
We just hope it's volume.
But here's the thing. If it's 24 carries for 60 yards, that's terrible.
It's over 55, though.
It's over 55.
We did do the over.
But it shouldn't even be a discussion. That's the thing. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm hoping that he's just a volume play, goal line guy, catches, like, you know, he just gets it. That's how
he'll be valid. But I kind of feel like I want to see him get 20 carries, 115 yards. I need to see that type of work from Todd Gurley.
I was expecting like 20 carries, 164 yards versus the Colts.
Exactly. And he gave you 19 carries for 40 yards.
Brutal.
Man, I don't know what's up with this guy.
Brutal. Would you rather Todd Gurley? I asked you this yesterday, but I'll come back with it. Jordan Howard or Todd Gurley?
I still go Todd Gurley.
Okay, you still go Todd Gurley. Okay. Two more games, Scott. Sure. Green Bay in Atlanta?
I like the Packers this week, but I don't think it's a survivor pick.
Sure. And then Detroit in New York face the Giants on Monday night.
I like the Giants a lot. I think they bounced back in a big way from last week. I'm going to put them as number five right now.
I think the line is 4. They are like begging you to take the Lions here.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Giants.
The line has dropped to three.
Anybody know, is that a CBS game, Dallas and Denver?
I wonder if Romo.
I would assume that's the 4.
It's a Fox game.
Yeah. I wanted to know if it was Fox?
The road team.
It's a road team guessing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to know if Romo was calling the game.
You got Troy Aikman's dead, don't worry.
Why does the away team?
It's always what it is.
Yeah, no, I never understood.
Want me to rattle off my top 7 really quick?
You don't need to go 7 deep.
Okay, 3.
Give me your top 3.
Arizona, Seattle, Oakland.
Arizona in Indianapolis, number 3.
So I'm confused.
Seattle number 2 in San Francisco, and your number 1 pick this week is the Oakland Raiders.
Okay. Yep.
At home against the Jets. Yep. That's who he'll be locking in. If Oakland wins, we move on next week to week 3 of the Scott Angle.
If they win, they lose, the world will be starved.
Power rankings. More Red Rushers in the morning. Coming your way. Next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Scott is very loyal to his job, but I'm shocked you're going to be here until 9 a.m. Eastern time this morning.
What's that?
I'm shocked you're going to be here until 9 a.m. Eastern. He was at 9 a.m. Eastern, Gene Simmons doing a live performance here in New York City.
Oh, where at?
He'll be on a different radio.
Yeah, channel. It's. I know about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I actually could have got into that, but really? You know, I have to be here till 9 a.m. So.
Look at that. Look at Scott. Yeah.
But you can rush over there and just make it or something?
No, it's too far away.
I'm sorry.
It starts at 9.
Right.
I actually spoke to somebody that, you know, could have gotten me into it. But you know what, though? I'm going to Ace Frehley Saturday night at BB King's. And there's a good possibility that Gene could pop on stage with Ace.
I didn't say that. Do you think there's a chance that Gene will just be there?
It's a possibility. The two of them are actually like on the same bill in a benefit concert in Minnesota on September 20th, and they said they're going to jam together. So that'll be like the first time they're on stage in 16 years together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal. It is.
Yeah. If it happens Saturday
that
night,
that was like so mean girls, by the way.
Majestic. If it happens Saturday night, it'll be majestic.
Majestic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly, for you, I honestly do hope it happens.
I do. I think, but if not,
as much as you appreciate,
hey, will you go? Will you be going full makeup Saturday night?
What?
Will you be going full makeup Saturday night?
No.
If you want a full makeup, I may have to pass by BB King's.
No, yeah. I'm considering it for the Halloween show this year, though.
Really?
You know, coming here and doing it.
You'd have to be. You'd have to be here by like midnight for that.
Possible.
Would you have the costume, like the full makeup?
Yeah, I have the full costume. I have the full Dynasty era costume.
You have to do it.
Yeah,
I'll come in as Tony Manero from Saturday Night.
Nice, and new the Deutsch. But also. I lost my train of thought there. But my son's going to a concert the same night, Saturday night. He's going to see Megadeth and the Scorpions at the Garden.
And you're not accompanying him to see Megadeth?
No, he's going with his friend. I'm going to be at Ace Frehley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would have chose
Are you guys meeting up afterward?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going for a drink, perhaps, afterward?
Yeah, we'll see what we're going to do afterward. You know, he's going to be with his buddy, and I'll be with my buddy. We'll meet up and hang out.
Are you taking him to a club? Is that what you're trying to insinuate here?
You gonna make it rain?
No, I'm not exposing my son to my vices. No.
Oh. No. If he has his own. They're like, Sean.
Do what I say, not what I do. Okay. Sean doesn't always have to necessarily follow what I like. You know, sometimes he roots for different teams than I do, et cetera.
He don't need to root for the Mets. He need to get off of that one.
No, he's a Met fan, and you know he's happy with it. He's a Green Bay fan, although he's not too big into football.
What if Scott? What if he said, "I hate NASCAR"? What would you do?
What?
If he said, "I hate NASCAR"?
I could never see him saying that.
What if you were listening to Kiss like really loud and he said, "Turn that crap down"?
You know what? When he was younger, he actually hated Kiss and would get upset when I played it. But then when he grew older, he actually saw Kiss with me in the Garden in 2009.
What if he had, "I hate the Seahawks"?
What's that?
What if he said, "I hate the Seahawks"?
My son, he can do what he wants. You know, I'm saying Corey hates the Seahawks, and I love him, too.
I don't hate the Seahawks.
He's not your
he's
son.
He's always knocking them, though, so, you know.
I'm just telling the truth about him. That's it.
Scott, let's get into some of your power rankings here, shall we, my friend?
Yes. Let's do it.
Oh, sorry.
Lineup rankings or power rankings?
Your lineup rankings, okay. Excuse me. That's available right now at rotoexperts.com inside the Exclusive Edge in-season package. It's available now. By the way, we have updated player cards where we have injuries reports on the player cards now. It's very cool.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, because I was looking through it yesterday. How do you get to the player cards? Because I was looking for some information on Buck Allen. And I was trying to...
RotoExperts.com, right at the top right, there's a search box.
And then you put it in a search box.
You just type in the guy's
name. And the
player
card that comes up.
I have to say, it's an excellent job you guys did. Excellent.
Thanks. Credit to our tech team. Shout out to Steven and Arturo.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so Scotty, right in front of me right now, I have...
What position are we starting in?
Well, it's our quarterback position.
Okay.
It's interesting. Never mind. I'll tell you after. I'll tell you off the air. So, in front of me, I have your week two weekly lineup rankings. These are updated as of yesterday. It's 9/13.
Yes, as of last night.
As of last evening.
Yes.
I take
when
a look
I moved Odell Beckham Jr. way up.
Oh, he's not 24.
Okay. No, he was 36 to start the day yesterday.
Moving on.
I have a question when we get to running backs.
Oh, okay, we'll get to running backs probably next hour. All right. I appreciate you holding your question up. Looking at the quarterback position, Scotty, nothing really stands out to me until we get to number 7. We have Phillip Rivers ranked as your number 7 quarterback. Would you say this is due to your anti-Miami bias?
No. Okay. Completely objective with these. I drafted Jay Ajayi like as a first-round pick. I just feel like Rivers has a lot of weapons that are really going to test that Miami secondary. It's like, I could see Rivers looking at the film and going, "Oh, I'm eating breakfast, I'm eating toast, and I see Byron Maxwell on the film, and he's toast too."
I like Rivers. Look, the game kind of turned on them. They were down down 2 scores, and I know we talked about the tight ends last season. The combination of Gates and Hunter Henry, Phillip Rivers targeted them 146 times total, threw 15 touchdowns to them. Monday night, they were pretty much... I mean, Hunter Henry was a blocker. There were 3 targets to that combo for 2 receptions. I think that changes this week. I think that gets exploited, so... I think Chargers win.
Scott, when it comes to your quarterback rankings, oddly enough... This is fantastic. everything's kind of similar, right? Like everyone's kind of similar within one or two of the standard pro where everybody else has it. So, you know, I'm not knocking anybody for one spot here, one spot there. I mean, it's silly.
Yeah.
There's one major difference on your quarterback rankings in week two than everybody else. You have one guy listed six spots higher than the average fantasy pro. Do you know who that is, Corey?
Who is that?
Dak Prescott, quarterback, Dallas Cowboys.
Where do you got him ranked at, Scott?
He's I got him at 14th. The fantasy pro's ECR is 20.
He has him ahead of Carson Palmer, so he should be happy.
No, thank you for that.
But it just confuses me when this is the toughest test he's had in his career.
Well, look, he's one of the toughest tests. He's not in my top 12.
No, he's
okay?
not.
I am taking the matchup to advantage. With all due respect to the experts on fantasy pros, mm-hmm. I think it's way too low because, like I say, default is to look at it for a lot of people, and I'm not saying the expert, but a lot of like players look at the matchup and automatically assume the defense is going to win. I believe Dak Prescott is a savvy young quarterback. He is poised. I don't think he's going to have an outstanding game, but I don't think he's going to melt here either. So if you're playing in a 14-team league, I would still start him. I don't think he's going to have an awful game.
No, I don't think so either. Like I said, I took him on my lineup this morning. I put in Big Ben at home with that matchup.
Yeah, I got Ben ninth. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not tripping off of that.
At Fantasy Pros ECR 20?
I think that's a little bit too low. He's still going to get his work. Dak Prescott has been in pressing situations before and has come through, so I think that 20 is too low. Where you have him, Scott, I think is probably where he needs to be ranked this week.
By the way, speaking of Dallas, Tyler Robertson on Twitter says Corey should be nervous about Zeke this week.
Why?
Because Zeke probably is not going to play on Sunday. He's going to hit up a weed shop and get suspended.
Oh, they got the legal Denver. Joints in Denver.
Dude, check out that defense, man.
Yeah. So
I think Zeke is probably on his best behavior right now. You know what I'm saying?
I don't agree.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really don't agree.
Nah. I don't believe anything anymore.
Why you think he has now? You think he's above the law?
I do.
Nah, that's not. That's
I think
not.
He's very talented, but I think maturity is.
I was saying that about Josh Gordon a couple of years ago. He'll get his act together.
I said the same thing, and I was like, you know what? He'll get it. He'll understand. He can't do this anymore. And they don't. They don't care. And I don't just mean Zeke, and I don't just mean Josh Gordon.
You think Brian Cushing got popped once?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I think Brian Cushing's a perfect example.
You
right?
could say this about any athlete. You know, the way they're raised, you know, and the way they're coddled.
Johnny Manziel's
you know,
the fun
they,
example.
They think they're invincible.
I think it's just say it about society. Anybody. I think parenting is a wonderful thing if it's done right.
You got to be. You know what? That's a point. That's a point, though. Because, you know, when I do my insider reports for baseball, a lot of times general managers will tell me, like, one general manager told me about Nomar Mazara, he was surrounded by the right people.
Sure.
It's always, you got to be surrounded by the right people.
Sure.
Whether it's your parents, you're in a circle or whatever, so that's a good point.
You really can't. It's tough to talk about, like, these professional athletes and what their parents have done. I mean, you got these kids been playing ball since they're 5 years old, getting driven here, getting driven there, getting taken across
You're
the country
right,
here,
being
doing
grounded.
This, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. So they have really been a part of the lives and development of these young
Look,
men. You
some,
feel what
some
I'm
of
saying?
These guys don't even have the parents involved, but then they get a good inner circle. Somebody like takes them in
True.
Or whatever. You know, the blind side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Mr. Drummond. I don't know how I would make it without you.
Greg's like, who's Mr. Drummond?
Greg knows different strokes.
No, he doesn't.
We'll move on.
You see different strokes? Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Sorry.
Unless they remake it, he's not with it.
You have Eli a few spots higher than most people, Scotty. You have him as 16th overall quarterback. I get it. He's not inside your top 12. You're back in on Eli and the Giants this week. He said it when you were talking about your Survivor Power rankings. I find that interesting because I'm pretty cold in the Giants right now. I've dropped Eli Manning in a lot of places because I don't want to deal with him behind the offensive line. He had zero time to throw the ball. What makes you think that'll change on Monday night?
Odell Beckham's back. You know, and
the one play away.
Yeah, it's actually, I'm going to have to move Eli up just a bit. Well, I think I like him where I have him at number 20. Maybe I'll move him ahead of Alex Smith. I'm not sure.
You have him at number 20. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was looking at Jake's rankings. You had him at 16. I apologize. You have him here at number 20. Yeah. I apologize for that. Yeah. You have Alex Smith. Once but I had
If
him,
you want me to be Jake, I can.
You know, oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not a big Star Wars fan yet. I have a giant stormtrooper and an R2-D2 behind me. Yes.
That was that your is that your Jake?
Yeah, that's my Jake.
Do you have a impression of Jake?
What?
Do you have a better impression?
I have more Twitter followers than you do, Sussman.
That's pretty spot on.
That's pretty good, Scotty.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Coming up next, we're going to look at some of our DFS lineups when it comes to our rotoexperts.com/DKMS fantasy draft game. Scotty's made a lineup. I'm in the mix, in the middle of making mine. We'll update you there and see what we got. Roto Experts in the Morning. We continue on right after this.
Are you new to daily fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to dailyroto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to dailyroto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
I'm making my lineup right now because I went to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and I was trying to.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that.
Go ahead, do your thing.
I was trying to make my lineup here, like I said, rotoexperts.com/DKMS, and I've already, you know, swabbed my cheeks. I looked at it for more information because I was interested. You know, not necessarily, you know, honestly being truthful in becoming this bone marrow donor, but I wanted to know more, and I wanted to. I read about it, and I learned just how great DKMS is. And I don't just say that because we're in a little bit of partnership with them. No, I say that because it's true. They're actually trying to save lives. And if I could just participate in a fantasy football daily game to help save lives, yeah, I'm in. On top of that, I get to have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. It'd be stupid not to play DFS over at Fantasy Draft this weekend or in every weekend up through week 17. To do that, you go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. You scroll all the way down to the page. There'll be a link to click to enter our game. Right now, there's a few hundred people in it. You win, you qualify for week 17, you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. It's simply as easy as that. I know that you were expecting a catch. There is none. Head on over right now, rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Okay, Scotty. I started making my lineups here, and the first person I entered in was Kerwin Williams. I told you that from the beginning. I think this dude is cheaply priced. I think he has the ability to score a touchdown. I am starting my lineup over at rotoexperts.com/DKMS with Kerwin Williams.
Yeah, running back of the cheaper one, I went with Mike Gillisley at 10,600. I think he's going to get a lot of scoring opportunities here.
Oh, he's still significantly more expensive than Kerwin.
Yeah, but I save money at both at tight end and at defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
At defense. Yeah. I save money too with my tight end because I have entered in Zach Miller as my tight end. I think he could eat with Chicago not having any wide receivers healthy. I think that Mike Glennon will look for him. I got Zach Miller as my starting tight end.
I prefer Jared Cook at 6,400. I'm willing to spend the 800 for 1 week. I think he has a better matchup than Zach Miller. I think Tampa Bay's got some good linebackers there, and I don't feel the same way about the Jets.
The Jets certainly don't have, you know, they don't have any.
I see where you're coming from with Miller. It's like I like the opportunity for him, but
yes.
I just feel Cook has a better matchup.
Who is your quarterback, sir?
Russell Wilson, 12,700, going against the Niners.
Oh, that's a good pick. You know,
I'm kind of. I also connected him, but we'll talk about that when we get to the wide receiver.
So you've connected Russell Wilson. Why don't you tell us with who?
Doug Baldwin, 12,600. Doug, yeah, if the Seahawks are going to roll up a lot of points, you know, Baldwin is going to be at the top of the food chain.
I've also connected my quarterback and wide receiver, as I have gone with TFB and his other wide receiver this week, Tom Effin Brady. Is my quarterback. My wide receiver is Chris Effing Hogan. Chris Hogan, Tom Brady. All day, baby. Actually, no, I'm taking Chris Hogan now. I'll go with Brandon Cooks. Revenge game. Ring the bell.
I have been there too.
You got it.
Along with Well, we could talk about my flex in a minute. But
Brandon Cooks is so expensive.
I
do
have two more wide receivers in my flex.
I love it. Brandon Cooks is so expensive. It means I just don't care. I have to have him in.
Yeah, I had to have him in too.
Yeah, he's just going to score. Quite frankly, he's going to score too many points.
I think I predict two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns,
yeah,
right, Cooks?
Yeah.
I'll predict at least one, and then a big finger to Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Do you think like
it won't be the first time Sean Payton got a finger
from Brandon Cooks? I expect
I know
him.
A lot about him.
I'm sorry?
Corey knows seems to know a lot about Sean Payton.
Well, I mean, he just knows that Brandon Cooks and Sean Payton don't get along.
He's trying to make a joke.
I understand that. I'm not referencing it.
Good job for you of going past it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So I expect him to have a I expect Brandon Cooks to have a monster revenge game. So your wide receivers are who, Sky? Don't do the flexes, just the two wide receivers. You got Brandon Cooks and
Doug Baldwin.
Right?
Yeah, Doug Baldwin. Two wide receivers in the flex.
Your quarterback are Russell Wilson. Your running backs are Mike Gillisley and
Marshawn Lynch against the Jets, 11,300.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So
my running backs, I paired up Kerwin Williams. My other running back is who we talked about a little bit earlier on. That's Ty Montgomery. So I got Ty Montgomery in my RotoWesper/DKMS lineup because I'm a Matt Wodeka liked him.
Yeah, I went with Ty Montgomery and Marshawn Lynch as my running backs.
Oh, so you guys are all doing the Marshawn Lynch thing. Should I get in on that?
Yeah.
I have to get in on that.
Game script. Positive game script for Marshawn
Lynch. You know what? I can make Marshawn Lynch my flex. That'll be fine.
Yeah.
Make him my flex.
I got Cooper Kupp and Julio Jones as my flexes. And the Chargers is my defense.
You had to get Cooper Kupp in there.
Yeah.
You had to.
Yeah.
Yeah. My defense is Seattle Seahawks.
I like the Chargers. I like the Chargers to pick off Kotler at least twice.
All right. Fair enough. When we come back, we'll reset it. We go live on television. We hit the headlines. Get more of X Scott's lineup rankings. This is Auto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.